ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ. ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 13 ವರ್ಸ್ 17. ಅವಿಭಕ್ತಂ ಚ ಭೂತೇಷು ವಿಭಕ್ತಮಿವ ಚ ಸ್ಥಿತಂ ಭೂತಭರ್ತೃ ಚ ತದ್ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ಗ್ರಸಿಷ್ಣು ಪ್ರಭವಿಷ್ಣು ಚ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಿವೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಟೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಟೂ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್. ವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಕಾಶ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್, ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ವನ್ ಈಸ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ 17th ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ರಿವೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ as Sat principle, and in 18th shloka Lord Krishna presents that Brahman as Chit principle. In 17th shloka Akasha Drishtanta is implied, in 18th shloka the light example is implied. What is that Akasha example? Akasha is that which accommodates everything. Asamantat kashyate iti akashaha. That which accommodates everything within itself. Similarly, the existence Brahman also accommodates all nama and rupa. All forms, rupa, all names, nama, that means all products, all objects, all of them are resting in or accommodated by the pure existence. How the pure existence accommodates, you should not take it as literally accommodating all namarupa means lending easiness or existence to those nama and rupa. By lending the existence, pure existence, in the form of easiness, that Brahman accommodating all namarupa objects. This way we have to understand. Otherwise, we will be otherwise. If you don't understand in this manner, we remain as otherwise, we never become wise. Therefore, we have to look in such a way, this pure existence principle, just as the akasha cannot be divided, avibhaktam, space cannot be divided, where the space is, there alone the wall is. The wall, what is called divider? The wall is the divider of the space. We use that word. Wall is this dividing the outer space and the inner space. This is not correct. Wall can never divide the space. On the other hand, wall is existing in the space. Where there is wall, there is a space. This is simple logic. As though divided, wall appears as though dividing the space. But on thinking, an inquiry, you come to know wall can never divide the space. Clear? Why? Space is indivisible. So what? Why can't this wall divide the space? A formless entity can never be divided. The law is any entity that which is formless can never be divided. It is not possible. Can a formless entity divided by anything in the world? It is not possible. Since Akasha is formless, it cannot be divided by anything in the world. Similarly, this is Drishtanta. Similarly, you come to the pure Sat existence, Shuddha Chaitanyam or Shuddha Sat. Since it is formless, therefore it cannot be divided. Avibhaktam, it cannot be divided. How we have to understand again this? This easiness, when you talk, clip is, flower is, the easiness is not divided. Where the clip is, the easiness is there. Now you can say the clip, when I keep here, easiness is inside the clip or outside the clip. You cannot say easiness is divided. Where the clip is, there itself is easiness. Little tough. So easiness is everywhere. Where there is form, there is no form also. Now you say there is a clip. Easiness is there where there is a clip. Beyond the clip, you don't see any easiness here. When I keep my hand here, you see my hand, you say hand is. Between my finger and the clip, you say what? There is nothing. But nothing is not nothing, it is easiness. The gap is. Therefore, easiness cannot be divided. Avibhaktam. But it appears as though divided. Bhuteshu vibhaktam iva chasthitam. Vibhaktam iva. Just as though, as this wall is dividing the space, even though it is not true, it appears as dividing. That's why when the brothers, after marriage, they do some partitions. They put some wall. There was a divider. But the wall, when they keep also, really they are dividing what? Not space. They are not dividing the space. They are sharing the space. They are sharing the space, not dividing the space. But they don't say, we are sharing the space. What they say? We are dividing the space. Vibhaktam iva cha sthitam. Iva, that ivakara is very important. As though. Similarly, this easiness is also in bodies. There is a man, there is a woman. As though easiness is divided, it appears. The sat, the easiness, that easiness is called Brahman. Easiness is called sat, sat is called Brahman. Brahman is as though divided, bhuteshu, in different beings. Is it real? No. Because Brahman, the easiness, the sat is formless, A formless entity can never be divided by the beings, bodies. Clear? Very clear. How so clearly Bhagavan Krishna teaches. Avibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktamiva cha sthitam. As though divided appears. As though once we say it is not real. The division is not real. Second line. Bhuta bhartru cha tadgneyam. Then how to understand this formless sat, that pure existence? You have to understand through tat gneyam, that Brahman. Tat means that Brahman, pure existence, gneyam. You have to understand tat gneyam. Gneyam here is Brahman. That Brahman is Prabha Vishnu, Grasishnu, Bhuta Bhartru. That Brahman is the creator, Prabha Vishnu, then Grasishnu, Pralaya Kale, that easiness takes back from that, the destruction of that Nama Rupa. The easiness goes back to Brahman again. That's called Grasishtu. Grasati iti Grasishnu. Bhuta Bhartru. Sthiti Kale. That Brahman alone sustains. Once pot is, this pot is sustaining because of easiness. That easiness is allowing the pot to sustain. That is why you say pot is. Once pot is broken, it is converted into clay, the easiness goes back to clay. Like that easiness going to its moola karanam, Brahman. So easiness is borrowed by all namarupas. We are focusing on namarupa. We are not focusing on the easiness. Lord Krishna wants to take our attention from Nama Rupa to the easiness. All our attention is always attracted to Nama Rupa because eyes grasp only Nama Rupa. Now what is Lord Krishna's job? He is replacing our vision from Nama Rupa to the easiness. When you come to this body also, when we look at the mirror, we are seeing applying powder to Nama Rupa. And we are doing lot of alankara to this Nama Rupa. None of us grasp the easiness in the mirror. When you look at the mirror, easiness we cannot grasp. Eyes can grasp only formed one. Eyes can grasp only formed body. Eyes cannot grasp the formless easiness. Reflection is. My reflection is in the mirror. What I am grasping? Reflection only I am grasping. Easiness, I am not grasping or I am ignoring. Lord Krishna says, don't ignore the easiness. Without easiness, reflection cannot be there. Without easiness, the original body face also cannot be there. Why you are committing this mistake? Why you are committing this mistake? Don't do that. Samatha, don't do that. May you understand or recognize the easiness while you are seeing the form and the name. As you are seeing the name and form, as you are interacting with the name and form, you remember the easiness because of which that form is sustaining, that form is born, that form goes back into that easiness. So subtle. See the subject, how much subtle intellect you require to grasp this. Suppose if anyone comes first time Gita class, first class, can I talk about this topic? Is it possible? They cannot grasp. That is why consistent listening, gradually you have to grasp. Acclimatize, you have to acclimatize your mind to the subtle teaching. What is subtle teaching? How nicely you are grasping, because you are continuously listening, listening, listening. That is why you are able to grasp. Up to here, we saw in the last class. Now, these are all Mahavakya mantras, very, very important. 18th shloka. Jyotishamapi tadjyotih. Tamasah paramuchyate. Jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam. Hrudi sarvasya vishthitam. Another important Mahavakya shloka, borrowed from Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. In this shloka, Atma is the consciousness principle compared to Jyoti. In this shloka, Lord Krishna remembers those Upanishadic teaching. The consciousness principle is known as Jyoti, light. When consciousness is like a light, once we say, there are so many lights. Among so many lights, consciousness is also another light. Don't take lightly. Among so many lights, like sunlight, moonlight, tube light, fire light, candle light, there are so many lights. Among so many lights, Atma is also consciousness, Brahman is also another light. Oh, very interesting. I like lights, no? The lights, no, are so attractive. Don't take in a literal conventional meaning. Here light is not ordinary light. That is why Krishna used the word Jyotisham api tat brahma jyotihi bhavati. Jyotisham api, Surya light, Chandra light, and fire light, candle light, tube light, of all these lights, this Brahman is light for those lights. Jyotisham api tatu brahma jyotihi bhavati. How to understand? This is also another paradox, litigation, lot of podi, you have to understand carefully. In artham என்னமோ மனசில் வச்சுன்னு என்னமோ சொல்கிறார் என்ன மாதிரி. வாட் இஸ் த தாத்பரியம், வாட் யூ திங்க், வாட் டு யூ மீன் கேட்குறோம் இல்லையா? வென் தே ஆர் டாக்கிங், வென் தே செட், தே வோன்ட் செட் டைரக்ட்லி, வி ஹாவ் டு ஆஸ் வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை தேட். வென் எ பர்சன் இஸ் கிவிங் லெக்சர், சப்போஸ் ஹி கிவ்ஸ் எ நைஸ் டாக், what do people say? He lights up that subject matter. He lights up and enna torch light poduvara enna, he has lighted up, no? Lighted up an anartham, he makes us to understand well. That means on that subject he has focused our minds. He draws our attention to the subject matter. Similarly, here also, light is that in whose presence things are known. Why consciousness is compared to the light? Prakashaha. Previous sattk akasha I said. Asamantat kashate. Now jyoti means prakashaha. Atma is or Brahman is compared to prakasha. Prakarshena kashate iti prakashaha. Clearly that which illumines everything. Now we have to understand. Not only sunlight, moonlight, all these lights, even our sense organs are also can be called as lights. Our eyes can be called as light. Really speaking, sunlight is sunlight because of these eyes. Eyes alone are able to see the sunlight. Without a blind person, cannot see the sunlight. Sunlight is not a sunlight for a blind person. Sunlight is not a sunlight for a blind person. So, sunlight, to be a sunlight, what light is required? Eyes are required. Eyes are required. Therefore, eyes are the lights of sunlight. Otherwise, there is no sunlight. Who is giving sunlight ki sunlight status? Eyes. Therefore, eyes can be called as light or not? Light. Eyes cannot see outside objects by themselves. Mind has to be there behind the eyes. Mind has to be there behind the eyes. Otherwise, what we say, you are here, suppose. Ears also can be called as light. Why? Ear, through the ears, you get the knowledge of the sounds. Sounds are revealed through the ears. So, sound knowledge you got, therefore ears come under light. But you sit in the class, you are here, but you don't hear when your mind is not here. You are here, but you don't hear when your mind is not here. What happened to the mind? Mind is at home. Mind is at home. It is not here. You don't hear. Eyes are there. Ears are there. Eyes are there, you are not looking at me, you are as though looking at me, it looks like a blank look. You know that expression, no? Blank look. Hey, we show the hand also. Sometimes when person is thinking something, there is a blank look, then you move the hand. Where are you? Eh? Are you seeing my hand? His eyes are looking at me, ears are here, but he don't hear, he don't see. Blank look. That means mind is there behind the eyes and ears. Then only eyes can function as eyes, ears can function as ears. Clear? Without mind, both of them cannot, eyes and ears cannot function as eyes and ears. Now, who is light of ears and eyes? Mind is the light of ears and eyes. Mind is the light. Mind also can be called as light now. Mind helps eyes and ears to do their function. Can you take the mind is light now? No. Mind also sometimes absent. Absent mind and children. Mind is also absent. Why? Mind is there, but sometimes it is absent. Have you understood? Sorry, you say. Repeat again. What happened to you? Mind is absent. Who knows that mind is absent? I, the consciousness. I am conscious of my absent mind. That's why I am not able to grasp. That means mind to function as mind, consciousness must be there behind the mind. Mind is mind because of consciousness. So mind borrows consciousness and functions as mind and lends consciousness to the eyes and ears, and those eyes and ears watch the forms and colors, hear the sounds. Now, all this Shankaracharya puts in one shloka, in Eka Shloki. Kim jyotirbhanumanahanime ratrau pradipadikam syadevam ravidipadarshanavidau kim jyotirakhyahime. In one shloka he puts, what is the light of lights? Atma Chaitanyam. Because of Atma Chaitanyam alone, Buddhi functioning. Because of that only, mind functioning. Because of that only, sense organs are functioning. Because of that only, all sunlight, moonlights are all existing. When they are consciousness is not there, all these lights are useless. Therefore, consciousness can be called as Jyotisham Api Tat Jyotihi. Have you got this point? Jyotisham Api Tat Jyotihi. Tamasaha Param Uchyate. This Jyoti is called beyond darkness. Tamasaha Param. Another technical term. It is beyond darkness. Tamas means darkness. Param means beyond. Beyond means don't take in a distance wise, beyond. Here beyond means it is available in darkness also. Sunlight is there, but darkness cannot be there where there is sunlight. Where there is sunlight, there cannot be darkness. But I, the consciousness, am able to be conscious of the light, sunlight, as well as the darkness also. I, the consciousness entity, am, that is Brahman, Chit principle, it is not inimical to know the darkness. It is not inimical to know the darkness, but sunlight is inimical to the darkness. Clear? Why? Where there is sunlight, there cannot be darkness. But where I, the consciousness principle, am there, I know the darkness also, I know the light also. So in the night, ratrau pradipadikam, amavasya time, pitch darkness, everything is dark, there is no sunlight. Am I conscious of darkness or not? Sunlight is not there. Ratrau, amavasya time, that too, moonlight anna thirupinna light irukko. Pitch darkness in amavasya, on amavasya day, I am conscious of the dark amavasya. Therefore, where there is no sunlight, I am there. Darkness also is there. So darkness is not inimical to me. But sunlight is inimical to darkness. They cannot coexist. But darkness and myself, the consciousness principle, can coexist happily. This is one meaning. Tamasaha Param Uchyate. If you take tamas as darkness. Now, if you take tamas as ajnanam, tamas is compared, ajnanam is compared to tamas. Light is compared to knowledge. Consciousness is light. Why? In the presence of consciousness, all objects are revealed, known. Therefore, consciousness is called light. Consciousness light illumines the ignorance also. I don't know physics. I don't know Chinese language. I don't know French language. I am ignorant of so and so. So the ignorance is called tamas. In ignorance is compared to tamas because just as in darkness you cannot know the objects, in ignorance also you don't know the subject. That science, that knowledge is absent in ignorance. That is why Lord Krishna carefully compares consciousness with light. Light is that in whose presence things are known. Darkness is that in whose presence things are not known. Consciousness is that in whose presence things are known. Consciousness is that in whose presence ignorance also is known. I am ignorant of dance or not? If I do not know the dance, I am ignorant of dance. I am ignorant of astronomy. I am ignorant of so and so. What we know is little. What we don't know is much more. Therefore, tamasaha param means this ignorance is known by me, that which ignorance is in me. I am the knower of that ignorance. Once you take tamas as ignorance, what you don't know, you know. It is simple to understand. I know what I don't know. What I don't know is called ignorance. I know that ignorance also is called consciousness. So what I don't know, that ignorance, is known by whom? Me, the consciousness. By me, the consciousness is that ignorance is evident. எனக்கு என்ன தெரியாதோ அது எனக்கு தெரியும். என்ன எனக்கு எது தெரியாதோ, என்ன விஷயம் தெரியாதோ அது எனக்கு தெரியும். அந்த எனக்கு தெரியுங்கிறது கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், என்ன தெரியாதுங்கிறது இக்னரன்ஸ். ஸோ தி இக்னரன்ஸ் இஸ் எவிடென்ட் டு ஹூம்? மீ தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹூ இஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ்? மை செல்ஃப். பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மை இக்னரன்ஸ். Since Brahman is called consciousness, since I am conscious of my ignorance, tamasaha param, I am beyond ignorance. Beyond ignorance means what? This ignorance cannot limit me, the consciousness. But the tamas darkness limits the sunlight. Where darkness is there, sunlight cannot be there. It limits that jyoti. But this jyoti, atma jyoti, Swayam Jyoti, Jyotishamapi Jyoti, cannot be limited by this ignorance or this darkness. Why? I am illumining the darkness, I am illumining the ignorance also. Now, who am I? I am the pure consciousness who is beyond tamas. Two types of tamas. Darkness type of tamas, ignorance type of tamas. I am conscious of darkness also, I am conscious of ignorance also. Am I inimical to both of them? If I am inimical, when you come to this hall, suppose it is pitch darkness, no light at all. Just you have come, you want to put light. Once you come here, it is pitch darkness. Are you conscious of darkness or not? Immediately your hand goes for switch. After entering the hall, generally it is either right side or left side switchboard, isn't it? Then immediately you search. Why? Because it is dark. I am conscious of this darkness. I hope this much is sufficient. ஜோதிஷாம் அபி தத் ஜோதிஹி. ஜோதிஷாம் அபி, சன்லைட், மூன்லைட், ஃபயர் லைட், கேண்டில் லைட், டியூப் லைட், ஐஸ், இயர்ஸ், மைண்ட், இன்டலெக்ட், ஜோதிஷாம் அபி தத் பிரம்ம ஜோதிஹி. தத் பிரம்ம, தட் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஜோதிஹி. நவ் ஹவ் யூ ஹவ் டு டிரான்ஸ்லேட், பிரம்ம அஸ்தி ஜோதிஷாம் அபி ஜோதிஹி பிரம்ம அஸ்தி. நவ் வாட் இஸ் அவர் லேர்னிங் நவ் ஹியர்? தட் ஜோதி ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். தட் ஜோதிஷாம் அபி ஜோதி ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி த கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி த பிரம்மன். தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி மைசெல்ஃப். சின்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு பி பிரம்மன், சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஐ ஆம் பிரம்மன். If you say, I am not Brahman, you are denying that you are a consciousness principle. I am not Brahman, how can I be Brahman? If you say, it is as good as saying, I am unconscious. If you say, I am not Brahman, I will ask you, are you conscious being? Are you aware of things, all these? Yes, I am aware of. That means you are conscious of. Yes, I am conscious of. That means you are consciousness. Yes, I am consciousness. Consciousness happens to be chit. Chit means Brahman. Brahman is equal to chit. Chit is equal to consciousness. Consciousness you are. Therefore you are Brahman. Guru says, Tat Brahma chit tvamasi. Shishya has to say what? Yes, aham Chaitanyam Brahma Asmi. How can a student miss the teaching, tell me? It is difficult for a student not to understand now, isn't it? If you listen like this, it is difficult to deny you are Brahman. Am I right? I am so confident about my teaching. I am very confident. It is difficult to deny myself as Brahman if I understand like this. One sloka is sufficient. Jyotisham api tat jyotihi tamasah paramuchyate. I am that Brahman. That's all. You have to contemplate a lot to say aham brahmasmi. I am Brahman. Very simple. This one line is sufficient. So Brahma Vidya is difficult or easy, tell me now? If a proper teacher teaches properly, qualified student listens properly, Brahma Vidya is the simplest. See the next line. This Brahman alone is ஜானம் ஜேயம் ஜானகமியம். திஸ் ஜோதிஷாமபி ஜோதி தமசஹ பரம் பிரம்மா. ஜானம் இட் இஸ் நாலெட்ஜ், இட் இஸ் ஜேயம், இட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஜானகமியம் இட் இஸ் த ஃபலம் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். கம்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஃபலம். Highly technical, these three terms also. Lord Krishna said, I am going to teach about Kshetram, Kshetrajnaha, Jnanam, Gneyam. So, he is talking about that Gneyam in these slokas. Gneyam is that known as Kshetrajnaha. Gneyam alone is called Kshetrajnaha. Six topics we have converted into three topics. Kshetram and Prakriti, both are one and the same. Gneyam, Purushaha, Kshetrajnaha, three put together, one and the same. Then Jnanam, the values. Total six topics converted into three topics. Kshetram, Prakriti, known as one. Jnanam, values are one. And Gneyam, Kshetrajnaha and Purushaha, one. Totally three topics. Aaru, Mooda, பார்க்குறோம் இப்போது. தட் இஸ் வை ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா ஈஸ் அட் சமஷ்டி லெவல். சித் சைதன்யம் ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா. க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா ஈஸ் அட் வ்யஷ்டி லெவல். க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா ஏவ ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா, ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா ஏவ க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா. ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா ஈஸ் ஜோதிஷாமபி தஜ்ஜோதிஹி. ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா சமஷ்டி லெவல், கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல். வென் தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல் அட் மேக்ரோ லெவல் பிரம்ம சைதன்யம் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் ஹியர் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா. க்ஷேத்ரம் ஜானாதி இது க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா. ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் க்ஷேத்ரம். ஐ ஆம் கான்ஷியஸ் ஆஃப் மீன்ஸ் த சித். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் மீன்ஸ் சித். தட் சித் இஸ் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் பாடி க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா ரூபேண. ஸோ போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ஜ்ஞேயம் பிரம்மா சமஷ்டி லெவல், ஹியர் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞா தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் பிரின்சிபல். போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். தேர்ஃபோர் ஹியர் ஜ்ஞானம் மீன்ஸ் சங்கராச்சாரியா டேக்ஸ் இட் ஆஸ் அமானித்வாதி வேல்யூஸ். சங்கராச்சாரியா டேக்ஸ் இட் ஆஸ் அமானித்வம் அதம்பித்வம் அஹிம்சா க்ஷாந்திரி ஆர்ஜவம் ஜ்ஞானம் அனு சொன்னார் அவர். இன் ஆத்ம ஜான டு கெட் தீஸ் வேல்யூஸ் ஆர் ப்ரிப்பரேஷன்ஸ், தேர் ஃபோர் தே கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் ஜ்ஞானம். இன் த இன்ட்ரொடக்ஷன் ஐ செட், யூ ரிமெம்பர், தேர் ஃபோர் வேல்யூஸ் ஆர் கால்ட் ஜ்ஞானம் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தோஸ் வேல்யூஸ் ஓன்லி ஒன் கேன் கெட் ஜானம், ஆத்ம பிரம்ம சைத்தன்யம் ஜானம். ஸோ ஹியர் மதுசூன சரஸ்வதி டேக்ஸ் திஸ் ஜானம் ஆஸ் நாலெட்ஜ். சத்யம் ஜானம் அனந்தம் பிரம்மா, அந்த ஜானம் எடுக்கிறார். ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஜானம் சொல்லும் போதேமோ வேல்யூஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹுச் வேல்யூஸ் ஐ கெட் பிரம்ம ஜானம், தேர் ஃபோர் ஜானம் ஹீ டேக்ஸ். ஸோ மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி டேக்ஸ் இன் தட் வே. ஹவு டு டிரான்ஸ்லேட் மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதிஸ் இன்டர்பிரிட்டேஷன்? சின்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் ஜோதிஷாம் அப்பி தஜ்ஜோதிஹி, சின்ஸ் இட் ஈஸ் செல்ஃப் எஃபல்ஜென்ட் அண்ட் அன்டச்சு பை த இன்சென்ஷியன்ட் தமசஹ பரம், அன்டச்சு பை ஆல் தீஸ் ஜடப் objects, this cannot touch this consciousness, untouched by the insentient, therefore it is jnanam. Romba deepa porar avar chumma Shankaracharya easy jnanam anna amanitvadi adambhitvam solli vittar avalda. Indha Madhusudan idhu eppome complicated, koncham konna nalla think pannanum. That is why, since it is self-effulgent and untouched by, இதெல்லாம் சம்ஸ்கிருதம்ல இருக்கும், அதுக்கு டிரான்ஸ்லேஷன் நான் சொல்கிறேன் அவ்வளோதான். மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி ரோட் இன் சான்ஸ்கிரிட், ஹீ டுக் திஸ் ஜானம் ஆஸ் பிரம்ம ஜானம், பிரம்ம சைத்தன்யம். ஸோ இட் இஸ் செல்ஃப்-எஃபல்ஜென்ட், அன்டச்சுடு பை த இன்சென்ஷியன்ட் தமசஹ பரம், தேர் ஃபோர் இட் இஸ் ஜானம் சொல்றார். தட் மீன்ஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் ரிவீல்ட் இன் த மென்டல் மாடிஃபிகேஷன். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் கிரியேட்டட் பை த வேலிட் மீன்ஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் ரிவீல்ட். நவ் யூ ஆர் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் அபவுட் தி கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், தட் யூ ஆர் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், சம்திங் இஸ் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட். நான் சொன்னதெல்லாம் அப்படியே இருந்தால் என்ன ஆகும்? சம் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் தாட்ஸ், இசன்ட் இட்? ஸோ தட் இஸ் வாட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு சே ஹியர். கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் இட் செல்ஃப் ரிவீல்டு இன் த மென்டல் மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ். மாடிஃபிகேஷன்ஸ் ஆகிறதா இல்லையா? ஒன்றுமே ஆகிறது இல்லையா சுவாமினி அண்ணா, சொல்லக்கூடாது. சம்திங் இஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மைண்ட், தாட்ஸ் ப்ராசஸ் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன், mental modification created by the valid means of pramanam. What? Bhagavad Gita pramanam, upanishadic statements. Bhagavad Gita is nothing but upanishadic statements. Mundaka Upanishad ನತ್ರ ಸೂರ್ಯೋ ಭಾತಿ ನ ಚಂದ್ರ ತಾರಕಂ ನೇಮಾ ವಿದ್ಯುತೋ ಭಾಂತಿ ಕುತೋಯಂ ಅಗ್ನಿಃ. ಸೇಮ್ ಉಪನಿಷದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಲಿಡ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸಮ್ ಮಾಡಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಗಾಟ್ ಇಟ್ ನೌ ಜ್ಞಾನ ವಾಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಬೈ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅರೈಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ವೃತ್ತಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಕಮ್ ನೌ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞೇಯಂ ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ that itself is called gneyam. Through gnanam, through knowledge in your mind, mental modifications, what you have understood now, what is the object of knowledge now? Brahman. The microbiology student who is using the microscope to study about microbes, after studying microbes, he want to know about microbes. Dayananda Swamiji says, a microbiologist who want to know about microbes, he don't want to become microbe. Isn't it? Microbiology student studying about microbes. And the microbe get padichi naan microbe vahanam nenupana. Can he become microbe? The knower of part can never become the part. Ghatagnaha, the knower of part, can he become part? I don't want to become part. I don't want to become microbe. The knower of cockroach, after doing dissection, I don't want to become a cockroach. But the knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Brahma vit Brahma iva bhavati. The knower of Brahman want to become Brahman, become within inverted commas. The knower of Brahman is Brahman. The knower of Brahman recognize himself or herself as Brahman. The knower of Brahman never recognize himself or herself. The knower of microbes can never become as microbe. The knower of Brahman, whether he likes it or not, whether she likes it or not, she is Brahman or he is Brahman. Brahma with Brahma eva. Microbe with microbe na bhavati. Cockroach with cockroach na bhavati. But Brahma with Brahmaiva. That's why gneyam, as though object of knowledge. While I am studying, it is object of knowledge. After studying, for unknown Brahma, for unknown Brahman is an object of knowledge. As long as Brahman is not known, I want to know Brahman. After knowing Brahman, known Brahman is the subject of knowledge. You have to contemplate on these two words. Knower of Brahman is Brahman. Unknown Brahman is object of knowledge. Known Brahman is subject of knowledge or result of knowledge. That is why Gnaya Gamyam. Jnanam gneyam jnanagamyam. This jnaname gamyam. Jnanam means Brahman. Brahman alone is the phalam. After studying Brahman. Kenopanishad. Viditad aviditad. It is beyond known and unknown. Every object come and either known or unknown. But this Brahman doesn't come under known or unknown. Gneyat bhinnam, that is not come under known or unknown. It is not an object of knowing. It is the subject, I myself. It is not an object. For unknown person, for an ignorant person, Brahman will be always an object of knowledge. After knowing, oh, that Brahman myself, I am only, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am Brahman. I the subject alone. That is why your eyes can never be seen. Your eyes you can never see. Similarly, I the subject Brahman can never be objectified. Jnanam, Gneyam, Jnanagamyam. Jnanagamya means Jnanam Brahman itself is the Gamyam Phalam, because of which enquiry. It is not like microbe enquiry, cockroach enquiry. It is Brahman enquiry. Helplessly you recognize you are Brahman. Naan Brahman illiyanu solla mudiyadu. Adhuda inga vishayam. That's what I said. It is difficult not to understand. It is difficult to understand microbes. It is difficult to understand cockroach. It is difficult to understand all the stars, Milky Ways. But it is difficult not to understand I am Brahman. It is difficult not to understand that I am Brahman. Am I right or not? Very much. Think, think, think. Next shloka. Where is, not next shloka, innu irukku. Jnana gamyam, where is this jnana gamyam phalam Brahman? Hridi sarvasya vishthitam. Hridi sarvasya, sarvasya hridi, in the heart of all. Hridi means buddhau. In hridayam, physical heart, there is, in physical heart there is a mind, antahkaranam, buddhi is there. In the buddhi guha, it is available. I am, I am, I am. In the form of awareness, in the form of witness, consciousness, witnesser. Vishthitam, visheshena sthitam, drishyate tvagraya buddhya sukshmaya sukshma darshibhi. Agriya buddhya drishyate. For a wise, subtle intellect, it is not an object of knowledge, it is the subject himself or herself. Therefore, drishyate tu agriya buddhya. Through one's own buddhi, one has to recognize this Brahman as oneself. Otherwise, you will search, search, search outside lifelong. No end for it. When you are Brahman, tell me now. After the class, after 5 years, I will become Brahman Swamini. Because I am your student, no? I will get soon Brahman knowledge. If you get soon, getting soon, illa, that is not knowledge. Atraiva Brahma Samashnate. My students, they have to claim they are Brahman Swarupam in the class itself, not at home. I am very particular. In my class itself, in front of me, enna edirla ukkarnde naan Brahman ani purinjikanum. Adha na kattayam pannuven adhu. Enna Swami, kattayam panna varuma enna? Varalanna thirupi thirupi solluven. I will tell you. Next shloka. Hridi sarvasya means in our buddhi, that jnanam has taken place where now? In your own buddhi. That modifications. I am conscious being. I am conscious entity. I am Brahman. This knowledge has come in your own antakkarana, buddhi. Hridi sarvasya. The Atma is, Brahman is, who is not conscious of? Tell me now. Those who have not come to the class also, they are also consciousness being only. In your house, veetla nariya per irukkaangalyo. They are all, they are all Brahma Chaitanyam or not. But they don't know. But you only know. It is just like a person who is having lot of treasure. Veetla ulle engyo moola irukke. Keele. He do not know that I have lot of treasury. in my house. He do not know. And suffering for food, everyday meal. In spite of the treasury, because of lack of knowledge about the treasury, he is undergoing a poverty. If he doesn't know, he is as good as poor person. If he recognizes the treasury I am having, the moment he recognizes, he is a karodpati. Kaun banega karodpati? Kaun banega? Who recognizes the treasury, he alone becomes karodpati. Adi madri, in your house also people are Brahma Chaitanya only. In their hridayam also, hridi, sarvasya hridi, na solale, sarvasya hridi, Brahma vishtitam. But they do not know. Like that person, poor person who do not know the treasury. But you know that because I made you to recognize the treasury that which is in your heart in the form of I am, I am, I am. Even though they are Brahman, they do not know they are Brahman. You know that you are Brahman because you have recognized that. Because of the key is opened. Upanishadic key is opened by the Guru. Now you understand why Guru is? Even though all sarvasya hridi vishtitam, suppose people ask question, when it is available in all hridayam, everyone's hridayam, why all people are not knowing? Like this poor fellow. That's why I gave this example. Therefore you are rich now in what? In Atma Jnanam. You are rich enough. Next shloka.
Iti kshetram tatha jnanam gneyam choktam samasatah madbhakta etad vijnayam madbhavayopapadyate.
Now this is a transition shloka. He is going to another topic. He has completed that Gneyam topic, consolidating iti, thus, Kshetram, I have already talked about Kshetram, hey Arjuna, Samasataha, Kshetram, Uktam, Tadha, Jnanam, Samasataha, Uktam, Jnanam, Amanitvadhi, values, Samasataha means briefly, Uktam, Gneyam also, briefly, briefly uktama samasataha ide brief anna elaboration eppadi irkumo. Okay, samasataha uktam. Who can understand all this? Arjuna, madbhaktaha, my devotee. Who is my devotee? Who is having shraddha and bhakti, devotion in guru and shastra, is known as madbhaktaha. Etad vijnaya, having understood this, kshetram, kshetrajnaha, that we have to supply. Because he has explained kshetrajnaha also. Jnanam, gneyam, madbhavaya, madbhavaya means my swarupam, my nature, ishvara swarupam, upapadyate, he attains. Attained or not? Attained. Therefore you can show your thumb or victory. This is called victory. Not a retell like. Okay, this is called victory for. All of you can show victory? Or thumb, yes. Upavadyate, sure, no doubt in that. What Krishna said is perfectly right. Purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.